So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Overnight, the Democrat-Marxist guerrilla war intensified. New fronts in this war opening all the time.
A Fox News alert, two people were shot by federal agents in Portland, Oregon, after they allegedly tried running the agents over. And now we are learning the driver is believed to be an alleged member of Frente Aragua.
Portland officials are calling for an independent investigation into the shooting. And until that's completed, they say they want ICE to stop all their operations in the city. The man and the woman who were shot by federal agents yesterday were taken to the hospital. Their conditions are unknown. DHS says U.S. Border Patrol agents were doing a targeted vehicle stop and that the passenger and the driver were linked to Frente Aragua. They say when the agents identified themselves, the driver tried to run them over, prompting one officer to fire defensive shots. The car drove away. Here's the 911 dispatch call of the shooting.
Police are en route. It looks like caller saying that he was shot twice by ICE and his wife was shot as well. They have a male who was shot twice in the arm and his wife who was shot in the chest. Your talk group is going to be Ops 1. Stand by for additional dispatch.
This right here, Lee, this right here, what you're watching is a Marxist guerrilla war. Frente Aragua illegals driving around thinking they have the right to ram ICE agents. Democrats pretty much in agreement with that. Saying, well, you know, you can't be shooting our highly valuable future Frente Aragua illegal immigrant voters now. So, you know, we want you to get ICE has to leave Portland until the investigation is over.
And then I'm going to call 911 when we get shot.
Kiss my grits.
That's what I think is very interesting. It's not that they shouldn't receive medical aid, but it's like, why are you letting authorities know where you are?
Yeah, so this is a guerrilla war. You see these a lot in South and Central America. Americans aren't used to seeing these guerrilla Democrat Marxist tactics. And you know who is this? Associated with Frente Aragua. Who is Frente Aragua? What the heck are they doing here? They are not like MS-13. They are not like the cartels out of Mexico. They are literally the foot soldiers of the Socialist Party of Venezuela. They are the ones who, after the voter fraud occurs and the election is stolen and the protesters come out, their job is to shoot them on behalf of the government. They do political activities as well. And look what's happening. You have the Democrat fraud industrial complex defending them yesterday. Well, we need to investigate. Well, we know that these ICE agents are executioners. That's what they were called yesterday. We need to kick ICE out. Upon learning Frente Aragua has attacked the federal government, the Democrat Party's response, Lee, is let's kick the federal government out of Portland. Not Frente Aragua, the federal government. Think about that and understand you've just seen the parameters of the Civil War we're in.
Yeah, it is reminiscent of 1860s.
It is. In fact, Tim Walz yesterday referenced it when he, the governor of Minnesota, when he low-key called for a civil war. Take a listen.
When things looked really bleak, it was Minnesota's first that held that line for the nation on that July 3rd, 1863. And I think now we may be in that moment that the nation's looking to us to hold the line on democracy.
Hold the line on democracy. And that means the right to run over federal agents to the benefit of which accrues to who? Illegal immigrants, gangsters.
To which the majority of American voters voted for a president that wanted to deport illegal immigrants.
Yes, absolutely.
Talking about democracy.
Now, Tim Walz then yesterday stands in front. Have you seen the Minnesota flag? Minnesota used to have a normal flag, look like most American flags. They called it racist, Tim Walz's office did, and they got a new flag. The flag looks remarkably like the Somali flag. It's literally shocking if you see it. He basically adopted the Somali flag, essentially. He stood in front of the Somali flag and the Minnesota Somali flag, virtually indistinguishable, and said this.
As Minnesotans, we're exhausted as Americans, and this relentless assault on Minnesota, for whatever reason, is just cruel now. It has reached cruelness. So please, just give us a break. And if it's me, you're already getting what you want. But leave my people alone. Leave our state alone. And look again and see what's happening. It's not me saying it. You're hearing it from many, many others. So that's what I...
Leave my people alone, he says, standing in front of the Somali flag. In America! You want to talk about conquest? Holy cow. Why might he want his people, air quotes there, his people left alone, Lee? Every American, but put this on your to-do list by the end of the day. Sit down and read this John Solomon article, Lee. Headline is, Feds probe hundreds of millions of dollars in suspected Somali cash in luggage leaving Minneapolis airport. Read every paragraph. Everyone is like fireworks going off in your head, the shock of it. So this is a break by John Solomon. The Transportation Security Administration flagged. You might want to sit down. You might want to pull your car over. Nearly $700 million in cash in passengers' luggage leaving just the Minneapolis airport. That's $750 million in just the last 2 years. A massive cash exodus believed to be tied to Somali immigrants and their money couriers, Homeland Security officials told Just the News. The official said the cash movements out of, this is just Minnesota's largest airport, just one of Minnesota's airports. Last 2 years, nearly three quarters of a billion dollars. 2 years by Somali couriers. I'm just going to just pause for a moment, let that sink in.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if it...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
All the cash was legally declared, Lee, according to U.S. custom rules. The bundles of cash and the luggage, some as much as $1 million in a single trip, raised regular suspicions among TSA agents. The mountain of dollars leaving the country is now being investigated by the Homeland Security Investigations Unit, which, remember, that first started in 2015. They had warrants. They surveilled the Somali daycares. They had... already accrued evidence that there were no students there. 2015. I'm going to play the interview later with the Homeland Security agent who did it. Plug pulled by Obama, it disappeared. So when we're talking about billions and billions and billions of dollars have to have been moved here. In March of last year, the federal grand jury convicted the head of the now defunct organization Feeding Our Future. Why? Because they weren't allowed to do it under Joe Biden. Largest ever fraud, them alone, $250 million. Okay. How much moved out of Minneapolis, one airport, by the Somalis in cash in 2025? Listen to this number, Lee. $349.4 million. 1 year, one airport. You just got to let it sink in. You got to let it sink in.
I mean, who needs foreign aid from Congress when you got that deal going on?
No. Minneapolis travelers alone had $342 million in their luggage in 2024 and $349 million in 2025. And one airport in Minneapolis, the totals nationwide are likely much higher, Homeland Security officials said. So just to recap, because you're probably getting your coffee, driving your car, thinking, I couldn't have probably heard that right. Oh, you did. $700 million, $750 million. 2 years in cash, one airport, Minneapolis, and Homeland Security says nationwide it's much, much higher. Much higher.
Gee, I wonder what would happen, Tara, if you decided to get your little duffel bag full of cash, say a couple of million dollars, and fly out of GSP to some, you know, sunny, sandy destination by the ocean. I wonder if there'd be any questions from TSA for you and if you'd make it out of the country.
Oh, no, 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 no. I'm sure I would be hogtied and unable to leave the airport.
Yeah.
Now, as you're still reeling in shock, I haven't even got to the good part yet. You'll have to wait till the next segment for that. We'll be right back. So folks, understand, when you see the literal, you know, this is a guerrilla war on our streets. What is the characteristic of war, Lee? When you look at a war, any war, human history, doesn't matter. They're always fighting over money or resources that could be turned into money, right?
Right.
Oldest story on earth. This guerrilla war, it is a Marxist guerrilla war, a classic Marxist guerrilla war. Rene Good was a foot soldier. A duped one, a fooled one, a brainwashed one, but a soldier nonetheless. She's a soldier in the guerrilla war to protect the Democrat election and taxpayer cash industrial complex. And the size of it is mind-boggling. We're going to get into that in the next segment. I will blow your mind, guaranteed. Better than coffee, coming up next.